Facebook has helped connect people from across the world, but it has also been a platform for controversial issues. The latest issue to rear its ugly head is online hate speech. A new report looks into just how bad the situation online really is. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
The Online Hate Prevention Institute has released a new report about online hate and social media. The report focuses around Facebook hate pages such as Aboriginal memes and pages referring to other ethnic and religious groups. Dr. Andrew Obla is the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute and the author of the report. He thought online hate pages were a temporary issue, but found interesting motivations behind them.
Instead, what we found was the Aboriginal memes, which was the original page that was causing the controversy, sparked a whole raft of new online racism and imitations and even hate directed against other groups, both in Australia and overseas. And our research and reports just sort of grew from there. So what we've done is we've actually documented pretty much everything that started from that initial outpouring of hate all the way through up until the last few days.
Dr. Obler says the report covers the reaction of other Facebook users and some of the reasons behind the page itself.
So the report looks at what happened, it looks at the response, it looks at comments from some of the people involved, public comments from their Facebook pages and profiles, and shows their thinking, motivation, etc. And it shows the fact that people operating with anonymous accounts were feeling themselves to be above the law and able to do whatever they like.
According to Dr. Obla, pages on Facebook give a certain level of anonymity. Racist groups take advantage of this to promote their hateful content. The report recommends using different policies for personal profiles and pages to prevent hate speech on Facebook.
What we've suggested is that pages should have a different rule to the rest of Facebook, and given you're providing this anonymity capacity, there should be a much stronger position to say you cannot use a page which is giving you this anonymity to spread hate speech. And there's two ways of doing that. One is to simply say any page that posts hate speech will be removed. And the other way is to say, okay, if you post hate speech as a page, we will make sure that either it's removed or you have to say who you are.
He says Facebook also needs to strengthen and enforce their actual policies.
The problem with Facebook is that they have the regulations, they're just not applying them properly. Facebook does actually have a policy that says hate speech is not allowed on the Facebook platform. You know, we would prefer that statement to be a bit stronger because up until this year, the prohibition was actually on hateful content. And hateful content is a lot broader than hate speech.
Facebook was contacted for comment. Dr. Obler also says the importance of this report is to create a global discussion about online hate.
Most of them are now blocked in Australia, but not all. But even the ones that are blocked in Australia, you know, to this day, they're available overseas. So we hope that people overseas can also help report this content in their countries, and maybe slowly by slowly we can get the stuff actually removed.